The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to members read from the Addiction Recovery Program Guide for Step 11, Personal Revelation.
Welcome to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Addiction Recovery Meeting. I'm Elder Ennis, and I am serving as missionary group leader this evening. We do not have anybody here for the first time, but as usual, we would like to go around the room. We are missing a couple faces, and just quickly introduce ourselves. We'll begin here at my left with Robert.
Hi, my name's Robert. I'm an addict and alcoholic.
Hey, Robert. Hi, Robert.
My name's Steve, addict, alcoholic.
Hey, Steve.
My name's Scott, and I'm a recovering addict and alcoholic.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Scott.
My name's Cammie. I'm a recovering addict.
Hey, Cammie.
Hey, Cammie.
Hi, I'm Abra. I'm a recovering addict.
Hey, Abra.
My name is Rich, and I'm a child of God.
Hey, Hi, Rich.
I'm Karen. I'm an addict.
Hey, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, I'm Scott, and I'm a grateful son of God.
Hi, Scott.
My name is Dub, and I'm a mess.
Hi, Dub.
Hey, Dub.
I'm Sharon. I'm an addict.
Hi, Sharon.
Thank you. Would like to remind everybody to please turn off your cell phones and pagers. We do not have any announcements for this meeting, so at that, would somebody please volunteer for the opening prayer?
I need to pray.
Thanks, Dub.
Our kind, loving, eternal Father in heaven, Father, we are so thankful. In fact, we could never be thankful enough for the footwork that you and the brethren have done to get permission from AA to not only use their steps, but to alter them slightly, so that they might gel better with our Latter-day Scriptures and our living prophet, seer, and revelator. Father, we're grateful that now that they are in the house of the Lord, that we would be focused enough that we could hear the still small voice of the Holy Ghost and feel the embrace of thy Son, our brother, Lord and Master Jesus Christ. As always, Father, we ask a special blessing upon our brothers and sisters out there that are still using and researching their addictions and afflictions. We would ask that they may be touched in some manner, that they might have a broken heart and a contrite spirit. As always, Father, we acknowledge thy power and unconditional love, and particularly for our tender mercies and our serendipitous blessings And we acknowledge them from thy hands and thy Son, our brother, even Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Deb.
Thank you. As with all of our meetings, we begin with the church's mission statement for the Addiction Recovery Program, and that is, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Addiction Recovery Meetings assists those who desire to recover from addiction. We also welcome family and friends whose lives may be affected by the addiction of another. We are a group of brothers and sisters who share our experience, faith, and hope as we study and apply the principles of the gospel as they correlate with the 12 steps of recovery. Our meetings provide a safe place for honest sharing because we adhere to the principles of confidentiality and anonymity, and we use appropriate language and behavior to invite the Spirit to be with us. As we practice these 12 steps in our lives, we receive power through the atonement of Jesus Christ to overcome addiction and receive the full blessings of the gospel. Family and friends who practice these same 12 steps will also find hope and healing for themselves. We'll now go around the room and read each of the 12 steps found on page Roman numeral number 4. We invite each person who is willing to read one step. It is perfectly acceptable to pass if you prefer to listen only. We'll begin here at my left with Robert.
Step 1, admit that you of yourself are powerless to overcome your addictions and that your life has become unmanageable.
Step 2 is about hope. We came to believe that the power of God could restore us to complete spiritual health.
Step 3, decide to turn your will and your life over to the care of God, the Eternal Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ.
Step 4, make a searching and fearless written moral inventory of yourself.
Step 5, admit to yourself, to your Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, to proper priesthood authority, and to another person the exact nature of your wrongs.
Step 6, become entirely ready to have God remove all your character weaknesses.
Step 7, humbly ask Heavenly Father to remove your shortcomings.
Step 8, make a written list of all persons you have harmed and become willing to make restitution to them.
Step 9, wherever possible, we make direct restitution to all persons we have harmed.
Step 10, continue to take personal inventory, and when you are wrong, promptly admit it.
Step 11, seek through prayer and meditation to know the Lord's will and have to seek through prayer and meditation to know the Lord's will and have the power to carry it out.
Step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of the atonement of Jesus Christ, share this message with others and practice these principles in all you do.
Thank you. Each week we focus on a different step. This week we will read step 11 found on page 65 from A Guide to Addiction Recovery and Healing. We'll go around the room, and each person who is willing may read one or two paragraphs. You may pass if you prefer to listen. We have an extra copy of the guide for you to use in this meeting in case you do not have one. During the reading, listen for thoughts, feelings, and experiences you have in common with those who have taken these steps. We'll pick up where we left off.
Step 11 is about personal revelation. Key principle. Seek through prayer and meditation to know the Lord's will and to have the power to carry it out. As we studied and practiced the steps of recovery, we became familiar and comfortable with life based on humility and acceptance of God's will. Gone were the angry, confused times. If we prayed at all, we prayed either in an attitude of stubborn self-will or whimpering self-pity. We began to live so our lives reflected the prophetic counsel of President Ezra Taft Benson. Quote, the constant and most reoccurring question in our minds, touching every thought and deed of our lives, should be, Lord, what will thou have me to do? The answer to that question comes only through the light of the Holy Ghost. Fortunate are those who so live that their being is filled with both. End quote.
In step 11, we made a lifelong commitment to seek one day at a time to know the Lord's will and to have the power to carry it out. Our greatest desire was to improve our abilities to receive guidance from the Holy Ghost and to conduct our lives accordingly. This desire was such a great contrast to the attitudes we had when we were lost in our addictions.
If you were like us, before you began to recover, you thought hope, joy, peace, and fulfillment would come from an earthly source. Whether this source was alcohol, drugs, sex, gambling, dishonest spending, unhealthy eating, or codependency, whatever your particular addiction was, your effort was to get by in a world where you felt confused, lost, and alone. When others tried to love you, perhaps you couldn't feel it. Their love was never enough. Nothing satisfied the hunger you felt. As you have lived the principles of recovery, however, your heart and life have changed. You have begun to understand and appreciate your need for the Savior, Jesus Christ, and His role in your life, and to treasure the light of Christ. You have begun to realize you are not just talking to yourself when you feel your conscience guide you. Clumsy and unpracticed as you may have felt initially, you now pray to the Father in the name of Christ for a closer relationship with Him. You deliberately seek this Jesus of whom the prophets and apostles have written.
You study the Scriptures because they testify of Him in every instance, especially the Book of Mormon. In testimony after testimony, the prophets of the Book of Mormon describe seeking and finding a better understanding of the Father through the Holy Ghost. You have experimented on the Scriptures and found them to be true. Prayer and meditation have become the lifeblood of your new life. Where prayer and meditation used to be a neglected duty, your heart's desire is now to kneel before our Father at least morning and evening and pour out your heart to Him in gratitude for Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. As you work through step 11, you will come to realize even more that through the Holy Ghost, you will receive knowledge or revelation of the Father's will for you. Through the atonement, you will have the power or grace to carry out the will of the Father. You will know you are blessed and supported by three glorified, exalted individuals, God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost, who are united in power and purpose to bring to pass your immortality and eternal life.
You will grow in your ability to resist temptation as you study the Scriptures and pray and meditate about them. Learning to receive revelation takes practice and patience. You can prepare yourself by studying what has been said by prophets and apostles and by trying to live according to their teachings. You can prepare by being ready to receive, write down, think about, and follow the guidance you receive. When you express gratitude to the Lord for the blessings you have received, your capacity to receive guidance will increase.
As you keep yourself free from your addictions, you will be more able to receive the guidance of the Holy Ghost. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the Twelve taught, "The Holy Ghost will protect us against being deceived, but to realize that wonderful blessing, we must always do the things necessary to retain that spirit. We must keep the commandments, pray for guidance, and attend church and partake of the sacrament each Sunday. And we must never do anything to drive away that spirit. Specifically, we should avoid pornography, alcohol, tobacco, and drugs, and always, always avoid violations of the law of chastity. We must never take things into our bodies or do things with our bodies that drive away the Spirit of the Lord and leave us without our spiritual protection against deception."
Prayer and meditation are powerful antidotes to fear and depression. You have not come thus far, save it were by the word of Christ, with unshaken faith in Him, relying wholly upon the merits of Him who is mighty to save. Only by coming to the Father through Jesus Christ, in His name, with His Spirit upon you, can you continue to progress and grow spiritually. Step 11 represents a commitment to improve your relationship with God through a lifetime practice of seeking guidance daily and obeying the commandments.
Thank you. These 12 steps are a program of action. As we read the section called Action Steps, we learn about recovery and gospel actions we can take to come unto Christ and receive power to live in recovery from addiction. Let's continue with the action steps, Dub.
Thank you.
coming to the Father in the name of Jesus Christ for direction and power through private prayer and meditation. Receive and study our patriarchal blessings. Over the course of recovery, many of us learn to arise early and seek a period of quiet solitude for study and prayer. If we haven't done so already, schedule time for prayer and meditation, perhaps in the morning. During this time, we can put God first before anyone or anything else in the day. Kneel if you are physically able. Pray often aloud to the Father, seeking the Spirit to guide us. Then study using the scriptures and the teachings of modern prophets to guide our meditation. Review our patriarchal blessing often. Prayerfully ponder guidance we find in it. If you have not received a patriarchal blessing, talk with your bishop about obtaining one.
Writing will once again be a powerful tool of self-expression and appraisal. As you record your thoughts and feelings in a journal, you can also record impressions of counsel, comfort, and wisdom that come through the Holy Ghost. When this precious time of private meditation has ended, do not cease to pray. Silent prayer in the depth of your heart and mind will become your way of thinking throughout your days. As you interact with others, you make decisions as you deal with emotions and temptations, counsel with the Lord, invite and seek His Spirit to be with you continually, that you might be guided to do the right thing.
Meditate throughout the day on the scriptures and other inspired literature. Continue to pray. In many ways, step 11 is a natural continuation of your efforts in step 10 to stay aware of the truth in your life. As you plan your days, go about your activities, and retire to bed at night, let your heart be drawn out in prayer to God continually. One idea is to take a thought from what you have read in your morning studies and meditate upon it frequently during your daily activities. This practice will help you keep your mind in tune with truth.
By nature, we all tend to be undisciplined. Yet by looking to Jesus Christ and the example He has set, you will find the humility to continue submitting to the Father. Like the Savior, you will be able to say sincerely, "Thy will be done," throughout the day. The light of Christ will guide you and prepare you to receive the companionship of the Holy Ghost. The companionship of the Holy Ghost will become more constant, and your ability to recognize and testify of truth will increase.
To understand more about this step of the Addiction Recovery Program, you may also want to listen to the corresponding sharing portion of the meeting.